This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the Quick News Update. Microsoft got initial approval last night to build 15 new data centers in Mount Pleasant on land once planned for Foxconn. The $13 billion project isn't full steam ahead. There still needs to be site plans and other design elements okayed. Village leaders say construction could last up to 10 years. A fire last night damaged the Racine Pizza Hut on Washington Avenue. Officials are still checking out the damage and haven't said yet what caused the fire or if anyone was hurt. A Racine police officer was injured after slipping on ice during a weekend foot chase. The suspect, 31-year-old Robert Leo Jr., was being chased after an alleged domestic violence attack. He was eventually caught and faces several charges, including battery and drug possession. That officer has a somewhat serious injury to their knee. Wisconsin's first measles case of 2026 has been confirmed in Waukesha County, and it's linked to international travel. Health officials are urging people to check their vaccinations as they track possible exposures. And the Bray Center Food Pantry is open this afternoon at the George Bray Neighborhood YMCA. That means free groceries for Racine County residents. It runs from 3 to 6, and volunteers and donations are always welcome. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks in Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks face off tonight against the 76ers at the Philadelphia Sports Complex, but they'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Head coach Doc Rivers, what tests Giannis had over the weekend on that right calf muscle?
MRI has revealed exactly what we thought. You know, calf strain and really no timetable for return. Hopefully, you know, like it was before or sooner, but there's no timetable.
College hoops. Marquette at home tonight against the Creighton Blue Jays. The Golden Eagles in search of a win. They've lost 8 of their last 10 games. Baseball. The Brewers introducing their new players after the Peralta trade to the Mets. Right-hand pitcher Brandon Sproat asked if he's had a chance to meet with Pat Burphy or pitching coach Chris Hook.
I talked to Merv, talked to Hook. You know, they're all excited as well. I've heard great things about Merv and how he's a great players coach. I've heard great things about Hook. You know, see what they have for me and just ask them questions and pick their brain.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Sproat with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high right around 10 this afternoon. But that wind northwest at 10 to 20 will keep the wind chill factor below zero through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, one below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.